Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And in this greatest nation, who have been our greatest presidents? Okay, we all know we just had President's Day, just yesterday, right? And President's Day, Abraham Lincoln is always ranked number one. In virtually all the presidential polls, Lincoln is the obvious number one candidate. Even though he barely got into his second term, he won a second term, but he, at a time when presidential inaugurations were in March, he was killed in April, in the middle of April. And yet he achieved so remarkably much. So, of course, Lincoln is first. What about the two candidates who are on the ballot, very likely as the nominees of the respective parties this time? One of them, Donald Trump. One of them, Joe Biden. Their ratings... their ratings are going to be controversial. We will get to that. We'll also be discussing that with Peter Baker, who is the White House senior reporter covering that beat for the New York Times. And he is one of literally dozens of people all of a sudden through last weekend, and particularly on President's Day, have been saying Joe Biden has to find a way to step aside, to be a hero, to allow something brighter, more optimistic, more youthful perhaps, and more coherent to be offered as an alternative to Donald Trump. Otherwise, it does look increasingly like a Trump-Biden race would not be inspiring in particular, but it could end up being very one-sided. There's also news from moments ago, and it brings into focus one of the characteristics that we would likely have from a new Trump administration. This would be Trump 47, where he would get to be like Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and the 24th president of the United States. Trump would be both the 45th president and the 47th president of the United States. But meanwhile, minutes ago, the New York Times had breaking news. It said the Biden administration is preparing major sanctions against Moscow in response to the death of the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, a White House official said today. Now, you'll notice that this, in the New York Times, they don't say the murder of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, though that's what the White House said, and that is what the world knows. John F. Kirby, Admiral Kirby, National Security Council spokesman, who just had a promotion in the White House structure, and he was given a more senior, more definitive status above the White House press secretary. And because she is female and a person of color, this became a controversial item in the White House. Well, that's another story. John F. Kirby, National Security Council spokesman, said the sanctions would be announced in detail this Friday. President Biden has said there is no doubt that Vladimir Putin's government was behind the death of Mr. Navalny. Whatever story the Russian government decides to tell the world, it's clear that President Putin and his government are responsible for Mr. Navalny's death, Mr. Kirby, Admiral Kirby, told the reporters on Tuesday. Kirby declined to detail what would be included in the sanctions package, but said it would be devised to hold Russia accountable for what happened to Mr. Navalny and, quite frankly, for all its actions over the course of this vicious and brutal war that has now raged on for 2 years. And let the White House get together, and I know that Biden has indicated, yes, he is willing to meet with Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. And what is so bizarre right now is that we have a situation where a very clear majority in the House and in the Senate want to approve the aid to Israel and to Ukraine and the supplemental bill that would help defend America's role in the world. And with that supplemental bill, the problem is that Republicans are close to evenly divided. There's no overwhelming Republican support for giving this foreign aid. But if you count the Democrats as members of the House, it becomes overwhelming, as it was in the Senate, where it was a vote of a 3-1. Meanwhile, have an intensification of the race in South Carolina. A lot of people believe that right now the polling shows a little bit of tightening of the race in South Carolina. Gains for Nikki Haley. It's no longer 2-1 in favor of Trump. The Real Clear Politics average shows Trump ahead by 23 points. It's a lot, but it's not as much as it once was. And she is attacking President Trump very directly because of his failure to acknowledge the killing of Alexei Navalny for the crime, the hideous crime that it was, that it is. But not only to fail to acknowledge that this is a hideous crime, but to even mention it. We talked about that on Friday, where you have this situation where this is a world figure. This is the equivalent of Lech Walesa, if you remember him, the great labor leader, still alive, Nobel Peace Prize winner, who helped to lead the way toward the end of the Iron Curtain and the liberation of Poland. And Navalny was a person of tremendous stature. And no, Dinesh D'Souza is wrong and President Trump is wrong, suggesting that there's actually a resemblance or connection between Donald Trump and Alexei Navalny. Speaking Sunday on ABC's This Week, Nikki Haley said Trump's silence about Navalny and his death shows that he either thinks it's cool that Putin killed one of Putin's political opponents, or Trump just doesn't think it's that big of a deal. Haley is, of course, Trump's final opponent for the GOP nomination. Speaking of Trump, Haley said he sided with the guy that killed his political opponents. He sided with the thug who arrests American journalists and holds them hostage, referring to the imprisonment of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who's been detained in Russia since March. Navalny, who was 47, died Friday in a remote Russian prison colony. Russian officials allege Navalny collapsed after a walk. His team, however, claims he was murdered. Both President Biden and Nikki Haley have said that Putin is ultimately responsible for Navalny's death. And finally, by the way, there was a response by Donald Trump on Truth Social. We will get to that. We will also be getting to the new poll that shows some real surprises and very, very controversial elements in terms of the ranking of presidential greatness. And this is something, it's a survey of 158 leading historians and political scientists with focus on the presidency and what makes presidents great. Of course, it comes out to match up with President's Day. We will get to that and to more with Peter Baker joining us, White House reporter, about what makes a presidency great and what is Joe Biden going to do about giving his party a chance.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the mic. Michael Medved Show. I mentioned that President Trump had used Truth Social, which is his platform of choice, of course. He owns that company. And that's not one that he is stopped by any judicial decision from operating and continuing to operate, though he may be stopped by the fact that they're having a tough time making some money on Truth Social. But in any event, the most recent Truth Social is about Alexei Navalny. Finally, he introduced a new line of sneakers, gold high tops, which we will get to, and sold out of them immediately, and they are $399 per pair, which is, I don't know about you, there are people out there who figure, well, $400 for a pair of sneakers, I can't imagine it. But in any event, the sudden death of Alexei Navalny, writes President Trump, has made me more and more aware of what is happening in our country. Okay, will you just help make that sentence fit in somehow? Let me try it again. The sudden death of Alexei Navalny has made me more and more aware of what is happening in our country. It didn't happen in our country. Things like that do not happen in our country. When is the last time a political opponent or dissident has been secretly killed or murdered by the government? I know people are going to bring up all your different assassination conspiracies, but here's the rest of what President Trump said. The sudden death of Alexei Navalny has made me more and more aware of what is happening in our country. It is a slow, steady progression with crooked all in capitals, radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges leading us down a path to destruction. Open borders, rigged elections, and grossly unfair courtroom decisions are destroying America. We are a nation in decline, a failing nation. MAGA 2024. This is very much like a tweet that was offered on Friday that we actually awarded our coveted Golden Turkey Award to. And it was a tweet from filmmaker and writer Dinesh D'Souza. And it basically began by saying Donald Trump equals Alexei Navalny. The similarities between them are non-existent. I mean, honestly, to stretch, and the claim that, and I think this is implied by what President Trump is saying that the same way that the boss of the Russian Federation, the virtual dictator of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin, was trying to do the same thing to Alexei Navalny that the critics of President Trump were trying to do to him, which is put him in jail until he dies. Put him in jail for the rest of his life. But honestly, yes, there is the Dinesh D'Souza tweet says, Navalny equals Trump? Really? The plan of the Biden regime and the Democrats is to ensure their leading political opponent dies in prison. There's no real difference between the two cases. Okay, Jonah Goldberg had a very apt answer to that in the New York Times, responding to Dinesh and to Trump. He said, no, Donald Trump does not equal Alexei Navalny. Jonah Goldberg writes, Trump is not an innocent anti-corruption crusader brutalized and martyred for championing democracy and the rule of law. Nor does Moscow's subway system, built with slave labor, pose some grand indictment of America, as Tucker Carlson insinuated. There are ample plausible criticisms of the legal cases against Trump, but even if you agree with all of those criticisms, I don't, says Jonah Goldberg. The notion that Joe Biden is the moral equivalent of Vladimir Putin is a slander, not merely of Biden, but of America itself. Indeed, one reason we know it's not true, publicly criticizing Putin's treatment of Navalny can land you in a Russian cell. Criticizing Biden's alleged treatment of Trump can land you in a Fox News studio. Or maybe considering the state of the presidential race can end you up not in a cell somewhere being frozen or starved to death, can help make you very, very wealthy and win you the White House again. President Trump unveiled that new line of sneakers at Sneaker Con. I think it's interesting it's called Sneaker Con as in convention, not con job. But these are the selling of high tops that feature an American flag detail on the back and are being sold as the Never Surrender high tops. They're mostly gold. They have like gold paneling on them, which helps explain the $399 price per pair. Here's President Trump's clip 7.
I just want to tell you, you know, I've wanted to do this for a long time. I have some incredible people that work with me on things, and they came up with this, and this is something I've been talking about for 12 years, 13 years, and I think it's going to be a big success. That's the real deal. That's the real deal. What's the most important thing? To go out and vote, right? We have to go out and vote. We got to get young people out to vote. And you're going to vote, and we're going to turn this thing around. This country's not doing so well. We're going to turn this country around fast. We're going to turn it around fast. And we're going to remember the young people, and we're going to remember Sneaker Con. You know that. It's a slightly different audience than I'm used to, but I love this audience. And go out, have a good time. We love you all. Thank you very much.
Okay, he also spoke in Pennsylvania just a few days earlier, and there he warned the crowd of dire consequences to the state of Pennsylvania in particular if he did not win the upcoming election. What did he warn Pennsylvania would happen to that state? We will get to that and to much more, and to more on Nikki Haley's big and biting attack on Trump today. At that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
See, we're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Police in East Texas are offering more details since an officer-involved shooting that involved a teenager who brandished a gun at his school. The teen carried the gun into Pioneer Technology and Arts Academy, a charter school in Mesquite, just east of Dallas.
Officers responded and attempted to negotiate with the subject. During the process of negotiating, an officer-involved shooting occurred.
Mesquite Police Sergeant Curtis Phillips says the student with the gun was wounded. There were no other injuries reported. An expansion of microchip and semiconductor manufacturing in America continues with a new $11.5 billion plant now slated to be built in New York State. It'll go in just north of Albany, New York. Other similar plants have been built all across the country. The chips produced at these plants are considered essential for the modern auto industry, for consumer electronics, and for national defense. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We were just talking about Sneaker Con, which is one of those big gala events that, I don't know, I somehow have contrived to miss it for my life so far, in which President Donald Trump was able to successfully sell the first lot, which was 1,000 pairs of shoes. These are gold high tops, which feature an American flag detail on the back and a letter T on the ankle. I think on both ankles they have a letter T for Trump. And they're being sold as the Never Surrender High Tops for $399. And that was in Pennsylvania, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And, of course, Trump is exactly spot on. His chance to win the presidency is going to turn on turning voters around in Pennsylvania, which he carried in 2016 very narrowly, and he lost by a little bit more to Joe Biden in 2020. So he warned people in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the state capital, just a few days earlier, before the debut of the Never Surrender High Tops. President Trump warned that there would be dire consequences to Pennsylvania, which means Penn's Woods, named after William Penn. There would be very dire consequences if he loses the election. Listen.
We have to win in November, or we're not going to have Pennsylvania. They'll change the name. They're going to change the name of Pennsylvania.
Okay, to what? And by the way, there were a number of reporters who were looking to see if there was some cuckoo group, and there are plenty of cuckoo groups in Philadelphia, even some in Pittsburgh and other places in the state. But nobody cuckoo enough to try to change the name Pennsylvania. The idea that you are going to change the name of a state, well, this goes along with the that notion that they want to separate California now into three pieces. One piece would be no piece of the United States at all. And then there's more breaking news this morning, and it's very important, actually, because the United States just vetoed a UN Security Council resolution for an immediate Gaza ceasefire. This is the third time that the United States has vetoed a calling for an immediate Gaza ceasefire. And the question would be, why? Why do we veto a resolution for a ceasefire? Doesn't everybody want to see the killing coming to an end? And the answer is because there are no conditions to the ceasefire involving Hamas, the terrorist group that started this entire conflict and that still holds, at least according to most calculations, even with the people who have died, it still holds some 100 hostages. And the United States was alone in this. The United Kingdom and Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, they abstained. And the U.S., because the U.S. is one of the five members of the Security Council that has veto power, the U.S. vetoed. And the CNN covers it. The United States has vetoed a resolution at the United Nations calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, an anticipated move that, while supportive of Israel, comes amid signs of American frustration with Israel's war. For CNN to say that this is Israel's war, this is not a war that Israel wanted, with which Israel hopes to gain anything. What Israel hopes to restore is security, for God's sake. And the idea that this is a genocide, which is also one of the arguments, of course, in front of the International Court of Justice in The Hague, the genocide is an attempt to destroy a people, to destroy a national, or what they say in the Genocide Convention, ethnical group, such as Palestinians. But there are 2 million Palestinians who are citizens of Israel, who, by the way, have not been the victims of genocide. They've been the beneficiaries of tremendous population growth. And there are far more Palestinians living within the borders of Israel as citizens of Israel than were there at the time that Israel was created, and that came into being and was recognized as an independent nation. The U.S. Had already signaled its intention to veto the Algerian resolution, but has grown increasingly critical of Israel's conduct in Gaza, and on Monday proposed our own Security Council draft resolution that for the first time calls for a temporary ceasefire, not a permanent ceasefire, a temporary ceasefire in the conflict. It also pointedly warns Israel against launching an offensive against Rafah in southern Gaza. For months, the administration had avoided using the term ceasefire, but President Joe Biden's recent use of it, along with the latest U.S. resolution, signal a shift as the White House tries to help broker a deal between Israel and Hamas that would see Israeli hostages released and a longer pause in the fighting. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., told the Security Council the Algeria proposed resolution would negatively impact those negotiations going on in the region. And this is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. after vetoing that Gaza ceasefire resolution. Listen.
We intend to do this the right way. so that we can create the right conditions for a safer, more peaceful future. And we will continue to actively engage in the hard work of direct diplomacy on the ground until we reach a final solution.
And by the way, this is one of those areas where no one seems to mention, what about if you want a permanent ceasefire, then it has to be agreed to by both sides, right? And there has been no indication at all, not publicly and not apparently behind closed doors, that Hamas is willing to make a commitment not to repeat the bitter and brutal and sadistic and degenerate massacre that occurred on October 7th. In other words, if there's going to be a ceasefire and a return of the hostages and the ability to help with rebuilding in Gaza, and with any of that, doesn't one of the prerequisites have to include some kind of guarantee that may even involve some international force? That there will be no other Jewish holiday like there was on Simchat Torah on October 7th, where all of a sudden you had, they now estimate it was about 5,000 people pouring across the border, and yes, some of them in their hang gliders, to murder people at a music festival and people in their homes, and to take away grandmothers and babies and more. And all of this going on with an identification of some of your political argument joiners as evil, when the real examples of evil, Putin and Hamas, are so prominent on the world stage. We'll be right back on the Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, in the Wall Street Journal, one of the editors of the journal, Gerard Baker, has a powerful new piece, which is entitled The Moral Blindness of Putin's Apologists on the Right. This is particularly acute and particularly unforgivable regarding Alexei Navalny, and unfortunately, one of the truly distinguished elder statesmen on the right side of things has gone along with this idea that there is some kind of equivalency between Navalny and Trump. Talking about Newt Gingrich, we'll get to that in a moment. Gerard Baker says, it's easy to mock the credulousness of some grown-ups who travel abroad and, like a high school exchange student, wax lyrical about Baroque subway stations and demonstrate a lack of understanding of exchange rates. But we have a deeper problem. By the way, any guesses to who he's talking of there, who's talking about the great superiority of the subway stations in the Moscow metro? it's Tucker Carlson, of course. But he says, basically, Gerard Baker in the journal, but we have a deeper problem than publicity-hungry provocateurs on ill-timed pilgrimages. A large part of the American right actively embraces the moral equivalence that used to be a defining feature of self-loathing left-wing elites. They have taken the illogical leap from legitimate alarm about America's direction to the idea that America is a moral pariah. In some inexplicable way, they have chosen to see the nation that nurtured them and elevated them, equipped them with opportunities half the world can only dream of, as a moral monster. They use the freedom this country gives them to denounce it, insisting it is no better than a place in which even to harbor those kinds of thoughts could get you eliminated. And then Peter Baker, who's going to be joining us a little later in this show, of the New York Times, writes this on moral clarity, the same subject. Newt Gingrich saw a parallel that many others also highlighted. Navalny's death, writes Peter Baker, in prison is a brutal reminder that, quote, jailing your opponents is inhumane and a violation of every principle of a free society. That's what Newt Gingrich placed in a tweet. He said, watch the Biden administration speak out against Putin and his jailing of his leading political opponent, while Democrats in four different jurisdictions try to turn President Trump into an American Navalny. Do you think that might be a little bit of a stretch? You can believe, as I do, that Joe Biden is doing significant harm to the U.S. That's the comment by Peter Baker. You can believe, as I do, that Joe Biden is doing significant harm to the U.S. You can believe, as I do, that he has weakened our national security, exposed us to dangerous levels of mass illegal immigration, and is contributing to the corrosion of our national cohesion with his promotion of progressive ideology. You can believe, as I do, that he has many more questions to answer about his and his family's work for foreign entities. You can believe, as I do, that he and his fellow Democrats have manipulated the levers of justice in pursuit of the man who stands as their principal political opponent. I should be held accountable for all of these, but need I say this? Mr. Biden isn't Vladimir Putin. Mr. Biden doesn't invade neighbors on a false pretext, killing indiscriminately. He doesn't make people who have fallen into disfavor fall from the windows of tall buildings. He doesn't throw a foreign journalist in jail for reporting the truth about what's going on in his country. He doesn't arrange the murder of his domestic political opponents on the soil of other countries, and he doesn't imprison, torture, and preside over the death by sudden death of his principal domestic critic. If you can't see the difference, then I say respectfully, you have lost or discarded your capacity for moral reasoning, and that is an even bigger problem. That is not a problem that a great musician actually has. That great musician, Bono. Bono was on stage at the Las Vegas Sphere, and Bono of U2, and he talked about the urgency of America providing more aid for Ukraine. Listen, this is clip 10.
America, you're so generous. Let's get these people what they need. The fight for our freedom. Not just theirs. Next week, it'll be 2 years since Putin invaded, tried to destroy the hard-won freedoms that 41 million people. Next, it'll be Poland. Next, it'll be Lithuania. East Germany. Who knows where this man will or won't go?
You know, unfortunately, he wasn't born in the United States of America. he's eligible to be Speaker of the House. You don't have to be a natural-born American citizen to be Speaker of the House or a U.S. Senator or to have a role in the United States. It would be helpful if you become, however, a U.S. citizen. But he's been such a fan of America. He also spoke about how Putin would never mention the name of Alexei Navalny in public. So he and you two fans then chanted his name at the show. Listen.
2 years since Putin invaded. For these people, freedom is not just a word in a song. For these people, freedom is the most important word in the world. So important that Ukrainians are fighting and dying for it. And so important that Alexei Navalny chose to give his up. Apparently Putin would never ever say his name. So I thought tonight, people who believe in freedom, we must say his name. Not just remember it, but say it. Alexei Navalny.
Alexei Navalny.
Alexei Navalny.
And again, what a tremendous Irishman Bono is. He truly is. And you may remember how at a time that the entire world was undervaluing the leadership of President George W. Bush, Bono did very public praise for the literally millions of lives that Bush had saved in Africa because of anti-AIDS programs that were a true glorious achievement of the Bush administration. Bush does not do well in the presidential ratings game. We will get to that game and some of the surprises, some of the shocks, some of the reasoning behind it. Okay, everybody can agree Abraham Lincoln is number one on the president's list. This year with the 2024 rating by members of the American Political Science Association and leading scholars and hundreds of them, actually George Washington fell from number two all the way down to number three. So who is the new number two on the list of presidential greats? We will give you that and give you the rating most recently of President Obama, of President Trump, and of President Biden. Now, again, you might say, well, it's not fair to rate Trump or Biden, because it's very possible that both of them would have an extra term to turn in. But we will give you that presidential perspective. We will also be speaking with Peter Baker, senior White House reporter for the New York Times, about this whole question of presidential greatness and what it requires and what it reflects and what, if anything, it achieves. And can it be totally undermined by aging? We will get to that painful question, what next for Joe Biden, and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.